Welcome to the Bailey and Wise Knowledge Vault, a podcast for adults. Now, if you're a kid, it's okay. You can listen, but be prepared. We're laying down some heavy-duty wisdom here. You might be coming to us as a tabula rasa, or a blank slate, as they say. But when you emerge at the end of this podcast, your mind is going to be filled with so much knowledge. Man, let me give you an example. Let's say you're in the sixth grade. You might want to consider jumping to the eighth grade after this podcast. Such is the wisdom we're laying down. You're never going to be the same. So sit back, mute your PlayStation, grab a soda pop and relax. Now, whatever you do, don't tell none of your friends about this. You want to be able to dominate them, right? The world can only handle so many leaders. Welcome aboard. Today, we're going to talk about a story in the Times-Picayune. Pretty tragic story. A gentleman in his pajamas decided to take a swim in the Mississippi River down by the aquarium, and he never surfaced. Now, we don't know if he's dead or not, and typically when you're going for a swim in the Mississippi River, you need to be a little bit more prepared than just jump in your pajamas. I have Jason here with me. We don't know anything about this guy. Nobody does, other than that he was wearing some Smurf pajamas.
Smurf? I thought it was Big Bird.
One witness claimed it was Smurfs. Papa Smurf.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
And somebody standing a little further down, an elderly lady claimed it was Big Bird. So I'm not quite sure who to believe. I would hope it was Papa Smurf, because I've always been a big fan of his, and he inspired me as a young man, and I wouldn't be here now if I wouldn't have been following all things Papa Smurf. And hopefully the spirit of Papa Smurf has somehow saved this man from a horrible fate.
The Coast Guard was searching for this man. He went into the Mississippi River near the aquarium in his pajamas. What do you make of that?
Jason, it's been rather hot outside lately, hasn't it? Right?
It has. Yeah, absolutely. It's been 100 plus degrees.
And what do a lot of us do during the heat of summer in order to cool down? What do we do?
Snowball?
Well, snowballs, yeah, but snowballs are for wimps.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What do you kids like to do during the summer? You take them to the swimming?
Yeah. Swim.
The swimming pool.
Swimming.
Right?
Right.
Well, I think this gentleman was just trying to maybe cool off in the midday New Orleans brutal heat.
Yeah. He was actually, it says here, he was wearing pajamas with a white top, and that's all they said, a white top. You know, it's so hot out there. I mean, why not jump into a body of water? Just maybe not the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
There's a lot of current in there, man.
There is a lot of current in the Mississippi River. But let me tell you something about the Mississippi River. The water temperature of the Mississippi River, you may want to write this down, it's actually lower than the air temperature in the city of New Orleans. And so there's a temperature difference between the two. And the water of the Mississippi River is comprised of, do you know what it's comprised of primarily? rain and snow melt. And the Mississippi River originates, the source of the Mississippi River, or the whole interior basin in the United States. It's coming from the Ohio Valley, northern part of the country.
Right.
You know, Great Plains, everything east of the Rocky Mountains is flowing towards the center of the country. And everything west of the Appalachians is flowing towards the center of the country, and they all converge eventually into the Mississippi River. So all the water doesn't get soaked into the ground, eventually finds its way into the Mississippi River for the most part.
So you're saying that the water that comes from up north from the snow melt and running off from the mountains, it's a whole lot cooler.
It is a whole lot cooler.
And it stays cool.
And the people who are in the know, mm-hmm. people who studied this,
right,
probably like this gentleman in the pajamas, he realized that the water was probably cooler than the air.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why he jumped wow. in to cool himself down. Now, he may not have had access to a swimming pool.
I kind of wonder if he maybe had access to a rope where he could have maybe tethered himself somewhere close to the bank. That way he didn't flow down
yeah.
to the mouth of the river.
Well, they did see him walking around earlier with a rope around his neck. So maybe he was going to do that, Jason. Mm, maybe he was going to tie himself off to a piling or something before jumping in.
So, maybe so.
And a good thing about a rope around your neck mm-hmm. is that you will have an incentive to swim up against the current
mm-hmm. yeah.
in order to lessen the tension on the rope that's around your neck.
Yeah.
And what a good way to practice fitness.
Mm, yeah. Maybe he was trying a new fitness regimen.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I go to a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Les Mills?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of his new fitness programs is just that.
What's that?
The rope around your neck swimming upstream.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the exact title of this program. It's getting ready to take the world by storm.
Body dump?
Body dump.
That maybe I'm getting it confused with something else.
Well, he's got body pump, but this is something completely different. I just think this gentleman who jumped in was, he may have been testing a prototype. Who knows? He may be a trainer, because you know trainers for RPM and body pump and body combat, before they can actually teach a class, they have to be certified, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And before they roll out these programs, these people have to be certified. Maybe this was a budding instructor who was just working on a certification.
Yeah, he must have been working on a certification. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's going to come up sooner or later, and he'll be certified, hopefully.
Well, you know, the other part of the story that, as I read the article, it seems that someone was shooting a gun at him right before he jumped into the river.
Mm.
So maybe, I don't know if that's part of this new Les Mills thing. Maybe Les Mills was shooting bullets at him. Who knows? But that's quite an incentive to become an instructor, right?
Wow.
Someone shooting bullets at you.
That makes me want to sign up today to go be an instructor.
I've heard this Les Mills guy is pretty intense.
Yeah. Sounds extremely intense.
And not anyone can become an instructor in one of his classes.
And not everyone will.
Not everyone will. I've heard tell that it's easier to become a Navy SEAL than to become a Les Mills instructor.
Yeah, I think, what's his name, David Goggins?
David Goggins,
yeah. I don't think he passed Les Mills training.
I don't think he would either.
No.
But I think the person I heard say that was, in fact, David Hasselhoff.
Okay, yeah.
of Knight Rider fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And
Baywatch.
And Baywatch.
Yeah.
Do you know he's coming out with an album right now? I just read.
No, really?
Yeah, it's a heavy metal album.
Come on.
Believe it or not. I can't wait to hear it. He's got some luminaries on there, too. I'm trying to remember. Maybe Joe Perry from Aerosmith is on it. It should be interesting. You know, David Hasselhoff is huge in Germany. I mean, musically.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, where he never made it in the U.S. for his voice. It was always his
He's making physique, up for it in
good looks.
Germany.
He is a huge pop star in Germany.
Wow.
So.
Who would have knew?
And that kind of brings us full circle. Because if David Hasselhoff would have been standing there at the river's edge when this young man decided to take that plunge,
mm-hmm.
if he truly was out there fighting for his life in those strong currents, who better to save him than the star of Baywatch?
Absolutely.
How many people has David Hasselhoff saved from drowning?
Millions.
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 I know you say that somewhat jokingly, but even though he hasn't maybe rescued millions personally, he has inspired people to take up swimming.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe he's rescued people from despair.
He has. If you listen to his music, you'll find his voice, it's almost like, who can compare it to? Placido Domingo?
Yeah.
Or maybe Michael Bublé?
Mm-hmm.
He's just got one of these very lifting, angelic.
Yeah, angelic. I was angelic, searching for that word.
Angelic voices. The guy is, man, he's a man for all seasons.
What a renaissance man.
What a renaissance man. And gosh, I hope they find this guy in the river.
I hope so. Just so he can get a certification from Les Mills.
From Les Mills. Les, if you're out there listening to this right now, don't be so harsh on your instructors. I mean, because you could have had this guy, say, swim in the Atchafalaya. Although the current's a lot stronger in Atchafalaya, but it's not quite as wide. And we would have never known the difference.
True, true.
But I am with you with this whole pajama thing for your instructors. Because some of the clothes that you require them to wear are beyond the means of the normal gym goer to purchase. And when we go into RPM class or body pump, we feel intimidated right off the bat by these clothes that your instructors wear. So the pajama thing, I'm down with it. Because if I walk into a gym, into a studio, as you call it, and I see a kickbox instructor in pajamas with Smurfs on them, I won't feel quite as intimidated. I'll feel right at home.
I agree. That it's going to make me either want to do one of two things, work out or go back to bed. And that's comfort. Either one.
Right.
Probably the more like the going back to bed one. But anyway.
And with kickboxing, the standard has been when you can kick your foot level with your eyes, that's assuming you're standing erect.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And in pajamas, you don't get the sense that you really need to do that. I mean, if you kick your foot maybe as high as your knee, someone in pajamas, they're really not going to be criticized for that.
Well, I think that would be an achievement.
That would be an achievement.
Especially if you have, like, fuzzy slippers on.
And if you have fuzzy slippers, and the great thing about pajamas, and you may notice this, and you'll see people walking around Walmart in pajamas with fuzzy slippers, mm-hmm. that a lot of these people, they're grossly and morbidly obese. But pajamas afford them the luxury of mobility.
Yes.
And these slippers, these fuzzy slippers, you don't even have to pick your feet up off the ground. You just slide them forward.
That's right.
And to get somebody like that into one of your classes, Les, to expect them to kick their foot as high as their eyeballs, that's asking too much. Just to get their foot off the ground.
That's kind of a reach.
To get their foot off the ground would be quite the accomplishment.
Yeah.
So I think your membership in these classes will increase exponentially if you move to this more leisurely style of dress for your instructors. You just slim it down a little bit less.
Agreed. I totally agree. Implement pajamas immediately. This would be the way to increase your enrollment in your classes. And also, by and large, just try to lower the expectations of the class. You know, I mean, so what if you only burn 30 calories instead of 300? It's better than nothing, right?
Correct. You need to incorporate that mindset. Who needs to burn 1,000 calories?
Per year.
That's a starting goal. But 1,000 calories in 1 hour? We need our calories. We don't want to give up our calories that easily. You know, those calories were hard to come by. And calories have gotten a bad name over time. So, just getting back to basics here. Those posters you have all over these gyms, that these people are really fit, smiling, very sure of themselves. That's all about body shaming, Les. You need to be enhancing people's current state as opposed to providing some kind of idealistic body type that no one wants to attain anyway.
Truly, truly.
So we'll leave it with that. Gosh, it's been fun. I hope all the listeners out there are inspired. I want everyone right now to stand up. I want you to reach for the ceiling. And I want you to reach down and touch your slippers. And I want you to shuffle over to the ice box. And I want you to pull out an ice cream sandwich. Then I want you to go back, shuffle back to the sofa, sit back down. But this time, I want you to peel the paper off very slowly. I want you to take a whole minute. And I want you to reflect in your surroundings. And I want you to be aware. This is very meditative, people. I want you to be aware of what's around you as you're peeling back that paper. And just take stock of your lives. When you eat that ice cream sandwich, I want you to eat very slowly. I want you to take a whole 5 minutes. And with every bite, every small bite of that ice cream sandwich, I want you to savor it. And I want you to hold it in your mouth. And I want you to feel it going down your throat. And I want you to feel it going into your stomach. And do that repeatedly for the next 5 minutes. And be aware of your surroundings. It is all about proper digestion. And when you finish, I want you to take that piece of paper and I want you to throw it into the trash can across the room. I want you to reflect on what you've heard today. And none of you, please, none of you, go down to the Aquarium of the Americas and jump in there. It's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Don't do it, people.
Everyone have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thus concludes the first chapter of the Baleen Wise Knowledge Vault. Now, We suggest you take it easy for a couple hours. Stay inside. Don't even think about going out and operating any heavy machinery or trying to drive your car down to the Dollar General. You just got a whole bunch of heavy-duty wisdom laid on you. So you need to sit back and let it all sink in. By the third podcast, you start to get acclimated, and your downtime after each one of these podcasts can start to be reduced. But at least for these first couple, just find a dark space. If you have a sensory deprivation tank, go sit in that. If not, a bathtub. But don't come out for at least 2 hours. See you next time.